Create in us clean hearts, O God, and renew a right spirit within us. Please be seated. All week long, I've been meditating on God's rainbow promise and dreaming about rainbows. Beautiful, colorful signs of God's love for all creation brought to us by the laws of physics. Rainbows that appear against the dark clouds of chaotic storms, or rainbows that are cast by cut crystals hung in a window to catch the morning sunlight, or flags of pride declaring alliance with our sisters and brothers in the LGBTQ community, or rainbows framing pictures of Noah's arks hanging on nursery walls where innocent children play and sleep. I began this rainbow dreaming on Monday afternoon after a morning of studying our passage from Genesis. I was meditating, sitting in the basement of the Cooper Library, practicing centering prayer as we do on Mondays. Ideally, centering prayer allows the practitioner to push aside the busy thoughts that tend to race around in our brains, clamoring for attention. The idea is to focus on God's presence and sit within that presence in communion with God. On this occasion, I was visited by a series of images of rainbows cast against the back of my eyelids, assuring me of God's promised love and mercy. On Tuesday morning, the students of Scripture who gather each week to study the appointed readings for Sunday discussed the nature and significance of the sign of God's promise. The beautiful rainbow that hung against the dark clouds in the clearing sky on that mountaintop when Noah and the animals finally escaped from the ark. We talked about the things that led up to that flood. We talked about Adam and Eve being expelled from the Garden of Eden and how they were driven into the wilderness by an angel, much as Jesus was driven into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit after his baptism. We talked about the rapid and complete spread of evil and violence throughout the world following that expulsion. We talked about the increasing damage to the earth God had created as people began to exploit the bounty of resources that are given into our care. And we talked about God's righteous anger at the cruelty human beings were willing to inflict on each other. God saw innocent and vulnerable people caught up in the increasing violence and became angry at the slaughter. So we read the setup for the flood story that's found in the 6th chapter of Genesis. The Lord saw the wickedness of humankind was great in the earth, and the Lord was sorry that he had made humankind on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. And on Tuesday morning, I got that question that every theologian and student of Scripture dreads to hear. Why did it have to be that way? Why did God create us to be wicked in the first place? The answer to that question is, in almost every way, unsatisfactory. God didn't create us to be wicked. God created us to be free and autonomous. Humankind is made to love. Humankind is made for love. And we are made so that we are free not to love. And for whatever reason, we choose all too often not to love. The consequence of each choice to turn away from love is ripple out expansively and rapidly and multiply with cruel speed and destructive force. Whether the first half of Genesis is history or a myth, there's no denying the truth in its depiction of humanity. We are capable of great violence and destruction. Our Bible study group read again the promise of the rainbow. God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I've set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the waters shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh." And then the same voice that had asked the tricky question remarked, "God didn't promise that we would never destroy ourselves." Truth. On Wednesday, Ash Wednesday, I preached three times about creating a beautiful chapel in our hearts and making visible the baptismal crosses on our foreheads with which we are sealed as Christ's own forever. And as I packed up my computer to go home, I saw the news. 17 dead in a Florida school shooting. God didn't promise us that we wouldn't destroy ourselves. But that doesn't mean that we have to choose destruction. God made a rainbow promise to show us that it is possible to turn from destruction and choose love and life. God reinforced that promise in humbling God's self to become a human being, subject to the same limitations that we live with. Hunger, thirst, illness, temptation, fear, and death. Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God, knew all our limitations and always chose love over violence and destruction. Jesus was the embodiment of God's rainbow promise to us. Jesus grounds the rainbow promise, bringing it to earth for us, making it accessible to us. Jesus is the light of the world. What is a rainbow? Rainbow is light, refracted, so that we can see it, see the colors of which it is made. The light of the world is love. Martin Luther King Jr. would say that the love that is the light of the world is not sentimental and anemic. Love that is the light of the world has strength to turn away from violence. Love that pushes through the grief and the pain that follow in the wake of yet another school shooting and finds the strength to say, "No more." Love that is strong enough to see the light of God's rainbow promise in the dark clouds and remember that we can choose another way. We can choose
nonviolence. We can choose love and life.
I know that there are many different perspectives on the best way to seek safety for ourselves and for our children. I have some pretty strong convictions about that myself. And I intend to act on those convictions in my time, on my time, not here. While I'm here, what I hope that we can remember is that we follow the God of love and peace, whose heart is grieved with every act of cruelty and violence that we commit or allow. If we're going to be serious about our mission to love with the heart of Christ and think with the mind of Christ and act in the world as the body of Christ, we need to be a community that has the strength to see the rainbow light of God's promises to us, even in the darkness. Holy Trinity needs to be a place where rainbows remind us that we can choose life and love over death and destruction. You know what I noticed this week? If you pay attention, everywhere you go, you can see rainbows in the sky, on nursery walls, on bumper stickers. I found one in a hospital elevator yesterday. It was pouring down rain, and this lady had a big, huge rainbow umbrella dripping water on the floor. Look for those rainbows, or create your own. And when you see a rainbow, be reminded there is a covenant between God and us and all flesh that lives on the earth. We've been given the power and the freedom to choose. So what will we choose? My brothers and sisters, seems to me there's no two ways about it. We choose love and life. We always choose, like Jesus, love and life. So go find some rainbows and make that choice.